This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate multiple development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees to bolster infrastructure in Prayagraj ahead of Maha Kumbh Mela. He will inaugurate and launch various rail and road projects like 10 new road overbridges, ROBs, or flyovers, permanent ghats, and riverfront roads, among others, to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. Prime Minister will inaugurate major temple corridors, which will include Bhardwaj Ashram Corridor, Shringverpur Dham Corridor, Akshayvat Corridor, Hanuman Mandir Corridor, among others. PM will also address a rally at the Kumbh Mela area. Mahakumbh 2025 will be held from 13 January to 26 February at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. The Lok Sabha will begin a two-day debate today on the Constitution to mark the beginning of the 75th year of its adoption in the country. As per the listed agenda of the Lok Sabha, there will be a special discussion on the 75th anniversary of adoption of the Constitution of India. The discussions will begin after the question hour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will initiate the debate on the Constitution in the Lok Sabha. The nation is paying tributes to the brave hearts who sacrificed their lives defending Parliament during a terrorist attack on this day in 2001. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu remembered the courage and selfless service of the security personnel, stating that they continue to inspire the country. Vice President and Chairman Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers, Members of Parliament paid floral tributes to the martyrs at the Parliament House this morning. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, will co-chair 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. The two leaders co-chaired the 4th India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, "The Strategic Dialogue is an effective platform that helps translating the leadership guidance into reality." He said there are very productive exchange on promising domains and key interests. India's retail inflation eased to 5.48% in November, down from 6.2% in the previous month of current fiscal year. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, MOSPI, inflation in rural areas stood at 5.95% compared to 4.83% in urban regions. The food inflation rate for November 2024, based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index, is provisionally reported at 9.04%, down from 10.9% recorded in October. On the production front, India's industrial output, IIP, rose to 3.5% in October this year, as per the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. October marks the second consecutive month of rise in industrial output after a slight contraction in August. The Indian light tank ILT has achieved a major milestone by firing a number of rounds accurately at different ranges at an altitude of more than 4,200 meters. In a statement, Defence Ministry said ILT is being designed as a 25-ton class armoured fighting vehicle to meet the requirements of the armed forces for high-altitude applications. It said the light tank has been defined, designed and developed by Combat Vehicles Research Development Establishment, the Chennai-based laboratory of Defence Research and Development Organisation. Yeah. Are set to fully join the European Union border-free Schengen area on January 1, 2025. Roberto Metsola, President of the European Parliament, in a post on social media, has congratulated people of both the countries. In hockey, India defeated Thailand 9-0 in their fourth poule match at the Women's Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.